Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and well-deserved, too. 34 after, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is a global businessman, very successful global businessman. We've learned so many things from him over the years about the global marketplace. He's the president and the CEO of Development Specialist, Inc. DSI.biz is his website. But he's also a political operative, a political influencer of the Democrat persuasion. In the interest of full disclosure. And he's here to talk to us about politics. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, good, except I think the introduction should be the Messrs. Humble, both you and I, you know.
That's right. Exactly. That could apply to you, too.
Absolutely. We even could. What's the sense problem?
Hey, Bill, first, everybody wants to know, how is Hillary? She got sick and she had a concussion. And how's she doing, you know?
She's doing fine. She's actually going to be back at work next week. She literally did, and we've all been there if you've traveled overseas, she picked up a bug overseas.
Oh, yeah.
A stomach bug. And I don't want to use those metaphors that you and I used when we were in high school, you know, the Montezuma's Revenge,
right.
The Aztec Two-Step.
Right.
But let's use your imagination.
Yeah.
And the dehydration.
I don't think we have to now, Bill.
Yeah. The
thank
dehydration,
you.
I think, was substantial. And in typical Hillary fashion, she refused to acknowledge it. You know,
right.
I mean, she wasn't going to be slowed down, so
yeah.
That only made it worse.
And then at
some point, she just passed out. And we've all been there. She hit her head on the way down.
But she's going to be fine.
She's going to be fine.
She's going to be back at work, and she's going to be testifying before the Senate about Benghazi when?
Probably in mid-January.
Okay, good.
She was always planning on doing that.
Good.
I think, as the football players say, she got her bell rung pretty hard.
Right.
And it takes a while. They won't
let
you back.
Everybody accepts that. No, that's fine. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I think even though Hillary and I don't agree on a lot of political things, I do admire her for her service. I do think she is a patriot. I think she cares about America, and I'm glad to see that. I hope she's well And I'm going to be interested to see the next phase of her life. So back to Washington, which they're all winging their way back to Washington. Bill, we got this. We got this fiscal cliff thing coming up, which I'd like to point out is completely 100% a fiscal nightmare that was completely created by politicians.
Correct. I mean, you'll get no argument from me. This is sheer stupidity.
By the political
multiplied.
Class, I should say.
Well, you know, part of this has to do, and I've told a lot of people this because they've asked me about this since October, and my bet was in October that, and I was absolutely certain we were going over the cliff. I still believe we are going over the cliff, and it has less to do with American politics in Washington than it has to do with American campaign politics. You've all now been, just in the recent few months, you all got your fill of commercials where so-and-so raised taxes or was beating his wife or whatever.
Right.
Anybody who votes in December to solve this problem effectively votes to raise taxes and will see that in a primary ad for the rest of their life.
Especially, and that's the thing that's motivating many Republicans right now, especially, right?
And some Democrats do care because they're going to get, you know,
they're going to get hammered by the Republicans, right? You're exactly right. No, the same group of Republicans are going to be hammering the Republicans and the Democrats.
And then in January, if you take the very same vote, you are voting to lower taxes because the Clinton rollback. And I also point out to everybody, the fiscal cliff is a bit overblown. None of us fared too badly with the Clinton tax rates. You know, we all could love a tax decrease, but I remember, I'm old enough to remember that under Eisenhower, the marginal rate was 91%. It dropped to 50 under Reagan. Mm-hmm. This is hardly going to be either of those. It's going to go back at the top rate to 39.5, which was Clinton's rate, goes up 4%.
Yeah.
But here's what I think is going to happen. You and I are old enough where we remember when Gingrich and Clinton yep. effectively had a fight that shut yep. down the government. None of us, the long-lasting damage out of that was zip. It may well be if we go off the cliff that a few people see smaller paychecks for the first
but
couple
the
of
bottom,
weeks.
But the bottom line, Bill, is, as we go to the break here, the bottom line is this is 100% politics.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, real small businesses are don't know what 2013 is going to look like for them. And that's the damning part of this as far
well,
as
I'm concerned. I can tell you what 2013 is going to look like. This is going to affect very little of that, but 2013 is going to be, frankly, Jim, just more of the same.
Yeah, well, to some degree, but when we come back, we're going to get into those weeds a little bit with Bill, because in some ways I agree with him, but the devil's in the details, and that's what we're going to talk about after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're right back with Bill Brandt.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.